episode number 153, Saving GM with Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm hungover. Wedding reception last night.
Yeah, me too.
I'm Jason, by the way.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row, jeez.
What, me?
No, 2 weeks in a row for me. I had two weddings. It's the second one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Actually, I can rebound from that sort of thing a lot faster than I used to.
Yeah.
Maybe I just know my limitations.
I don't know. I think I'm getting old.
Nah, never get old. Never die. you know, what is it? Party till you puke, rock till you drop? I don't know. What is it?
Something like that.
Whatever was in Joe Dirt. Anyway, let me get into the rundown here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the CNBC special called Saving GM and the Camaro's role and a couple other interesting tidbits that's not necessarily Camaro related. Talk about more TV and movie stuff got going on here, including the My Own Worst Enemy with Christian Slater and, of course, our buddy the Camaro. Got a voicemail. And we're going to talk a little bit about the summit and a poll that I recently put up, and we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
What was that?
I have no idea.
It's on my end over here. Java update available. Just what we need.
Yeah.
So, all right. CNBC.
Yeah,
Saving
everybody
GM.
Watched that program last Wednesday.
They should have.
10 o'clock, CNBC.
They should have.
Called Saving GM. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty interesting.
Did a good job.
I think there's a couple things that I really wish it would have had, like more closure, like what's GM going to do other than what they're kind of doing right now and what just what's happening. I wanted to see them say, other than stay the course, 1,000 points of light.
Yeah.
You know? But it was still good. I don't know. I kind of criticized it a little more heavily than what most seem to be.
Yeah.
I think, in all honesty, Wagner should cut his pay.
Well, that goes without saying for probably every American CEO
out there. But every American CEO isn't running a company that everybody depends on one way or another. And when he was asked point blank, you know, you made $16 million last year and GM lost $23 million last year, I was waiting for somebody to come off camera and say, hey, a-hole. I just think that if he's interested in saving the company, he's going to have to forego things. That's the way it has to happen sometimes.
I think so.
And it's easy for me to say because I'm not the one that's earning $16 million a year, but I think at this point, maybe he should give that up.
Yeah.
Just for once. But that's my rant.
Yeah.
A casual one at that.
Well, so, it was a pretty good show. Started off, showed some old commercials.
Yeah, that was cool, huh?
Yeah. I liked some of the promo leading up to the first spot with Bob Lutz walking through
the Heritage Museum.
The Heritage Museum. Yeah. Do you see when the guy goes, look at this. Do you think this is ugly? To the Aztec? And he's like, well, yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
It was nice to see some background, some history, you know, a bit about Bob. That
flying his planes.
Yeah. It was really neat to see him fly that overhead. Now I know what it was like inside the cockpit. Cockpit. So about a quarter, maybe not quite, but a good chunk of the hour long show was dedicated to the Camaro.
Absolutely.
Now, I wonder if everybody out there really understands why that was. I mean, why such emphasis on the Camaro on this show called Saving GM?
Because the Camaro is going to help save GM. It's going to revitalize. I don't know. GM only has Corvette right now. And there's a very, very hardcore enthusiast crowd amongst, you know, GM. For the Camaro.
Yeah.
Didn't they say this was the most anticipated car of, like, GM's, like, future?
Hold that thought.
Okay.
All right. Then it goes to Dale Jr. driving a very early Iver or Mule car.
Down under.
So Chevrolet flew him out there, probably one of the most recognizable automobile names in the industry as far as, you know, stuff like that. They flew him out there, and the words he used that tripped everybody up was, it's got a lot of body roll. Now, if they're going to fly him out there, to hear him say those words, if the focus is on this car as much as it is, the most anticipated car in Chevrolet's history, Why is it that people are freaking out about the body roll comments, expecting it to carry all the way from a test car from a year ago to the final production car?
No.
Come on, people. Let's get real here. There's so much focus on this Camaro. It's ridiculous. They would never, never, never let something like that go by and have them go, eh, nobody will notice.
Just like one of the engineers was driving the car, they said, well, how does it, you know, how's the power? And said, yeah, we could probably add a little bit more.
That's right. But nobody says that. Nobody mentions that. Yeah. Stop pissing on everybody's parade.
Interesting, though. Very interesting.
It was
from the, they showed some of the early concept pictures from the turntable there at the GM Tech Center. Some of the like pictures that, you know, got leaked.
That we
know?
Had a yeah. long time. Long we couldn't time. Do anything with them.
That was interesting. Listen to Ed Wilburn talk about how the initial concept was too retro. That he sent it back to the drawing board and he said to put some more modern techniques into the car.
I like listening to Ed because it sounds like he's got a jazz beat playing in the back of his head.
Yeah?
Just, oh yeah.
Watch him test it in Canada in the snow.
They tested it. In fact, I think there might have been footage. I've seen it somewhere. I don't know if it was in that show. They've tested it in a lot of European countries. And I think I mentioned this before too, where these countries have never seen had a Camaro there. Right. But they did some testing there, and it still drew a crowd.
Yeah.
People didn't know what it was, but they liked it.
Yeah.
Neat stuff. There was other parts of that show.
Mm-hmm.
They hit on the Volt, obviously.
That was the last segment of the show. Arguably the future of GM.
A lot of people say it's not. They say it's not going to have that big of an impact, but I got to tell you, it's going to be significant. It has
to. Because, I mean, they were talking to one analyst. They said that if GM lets down the people looking forward to this car, they'll never get those people back. Because there's a lot of demand for this car. I mean, they're basically setting the stage for the electric vehicle. I mean, they got a head start on everybody else. Everybody else is working on this right now. But GM is probably going to be first out of the gate with an electric car. So they're going to kind of set the bar for electric vehicles. So they have to hit a home run with it.
I'll bet you could say the exact same thing for the Camaro.
In terms of what?
They got to hit a home run with this, or they're going to lose everybody.
Yeah.
So anybody that's worried, stop.
Yeah.
Wait. It's going to kick ass. Sorry, I had to go back to that.
They just need to make the car economical for the Volt. I mean, they were saying in the episode, the battery packs alone is going to cost $15,000. They got to get that price down. Because there's not going to be a whole hell of a lot of people who are going to buy a $45,000 Volt.
Is that what they're saying the price is going to be now?
They're kind of talking about that in the program.
45. That's a lot of money. I mean,
it sure is.
I could consider paying 30, no problem for it.
Yeah.
40, getting iffy.
You have to be 45. Driving some serious miles to be able to make up for that.
Well, the thing is that it's only rated for 40 miles, though, before it has to kick over still. I mean, it'll still do great, but, boy, you got to be bent on saving your money.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm still hoping for the best on it.
Yeah.
I really am. I'd consider buying one. I don't know what 45,000, but...
We're going to have to see.
See what I wonder what insurance would be like on that.
I don't know.
GM is huge in China.
See, this is something interesting, something that I didn't know, that Buick outsells the U.S. 2-1 in China.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but China means freaking huge. How many billions of people are there?
Many?
Yeah. Another thing I thought was interesting was they interviewed this Chinese guy who was buying a Chevy Aveo, and they said, why did you choose Chevrolet? And he said, Chevrolet is quality. Now, that's coming from, you know, the Chinese. That does say something there.
That's hot and cold on that one, because they also...
And he was paying for it with his debit card.
Yeah, and he was 36 years old, and it was his first car ever.
And he didn't even have a driver's license yet.
Yep. He had to have, what, his buddy drive him or something like that?
Yeah, drive him home.
It was kind of cool, though. It was an eye-opener. I'd like to see him do a follow-up maybe a year from now.
Yeah,
I would love to find out how effective it was.
Right.
You know?
Well, it just shows you how global GM is. They said with Cadillac, Buick, and Chevrolet in Europe and in China, they are not losing sales out there. They are just booming.
You got to go where
booming.
The money is.
Absolutely.
Because that'll help us out in the end, you know?
Yep.
Good episode. Speaking of TV and movies, we got to say goodbye to Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
He passed away.
That was kind of shocking news. I mean, I knew There were some reports that said he had pneumonia, but that he was fine. Weird.
I didn't think he was that
50
old.
50 years old.
He wasn't that old looking at all. No. He's, you know, if he's, you know, not too up on actors and everything, he was the guy that played Bobby B. in Transformers here.
Gentlemen, Bobby Bolivia, like the country, except without the runs. How can I help
you? Well, my son here, looking to buy his first car.
You come to see me?
I had to.
That practically make us family. Uncle Bobby B, baby. Uncle Bobby B.
Sam.
I know.
From Transformers.
Yeah, that was our little tribute.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more at the end, but...
Yeah.
God bless you, Bernie, for what it's worth. He was good in the Oceans movies.
Yeah.
And good in Bad Santa. But, and then, of course...
He was also Charlie in Charlie's Angels. Oh, no, he was the guy who talked to Charlie through the box.
Right, yeah, yeah. I think I never saw that, actually. But, hey, you know, that's the way it goes. It's a tragedy. But in more good news, up and coming is the My Own Worst Enemy TV show.
Yeah, with Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Wow.
And he's driving a Camaro. I sat in the very same Camaro that he drives.
They repaint it?
It was black. And they repainted it silver because they didn't have another silver one.
They got a promo.
They do?
And actually, a commercial to the promo on NBC right now.
Oh, cool. You got it?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Chevy invites you to catch the premiere of My Own Worst Enemy, starring Christian Slater. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Traverse and Camaro. Monday, October 13th on NBC.
Monday.
The Traverse and the Camaro.
Who cares about the Traverse? Okay, great, great. There's another car in there, I guess. Monday, October 3rd, did he say?
Yeah.
I just heard it. 3rd? Yeah. I'm going to write that down. I just hope
marketing
it's not...
department's working overtime, huh?
Yep. Oh, fits in his game. I just hope the show doesn't suck like Knight Rider did.
Yeah.
It looks entertaining.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. You know, I almost forgot to mention. I even wrote it down. I forgot to mention it. We have the portion of the Camaro, the Camaro portion from the Saving GM thing in our video section, videos.camaroz28.com. If you missed it, that's in there.
Okay.
All right, we got a voicemail.
We have one voicemail this week.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, Jason and Chris, it's Jake Robb. I'm calling to tell you guys about a really cool event this week. It's called Back to the Bricks, and it's in Flint this Wednesday and Thursday. It's basically a cruise and park event like the Woodward Cruise, but it's not as crowded and everything is free. Lots of local businesses along the cruise route offer free parking and free food. My wife and I went last year and had a great time. We're definitely going again this year. The website with all the details is backtothebricks.org. Keep up the great work on the podcast and have a great week. I hope to see you guys in Flint. Bye.
Cool.
Thanks for that info, Jake. Always
that'd be cool.
Good show that's free.
He's a son of a bitch, by the way. You knew I'd throw that in there.
Of course.
Yeah, free.
Free is always good.
I like Woodward, okay, but it's just a madhouse.
Yeah,
you know, $50 for parking at the bare minimum. Trying to get somewhere is a nightmare.
It's gotten huge.
The Flint area isn't as bad as what it used to be. It's actually a lot quieter than it used to be. And if there's a free car show with free parking and free food, how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
So, you know, we should try to make it up that way. Speaking of Woodward, we're going to be doing the Woodward thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
We'll be out there this year.
Yay. But, you know, we're not going to be the only ones there. I think the Camaro's going to be there, too.
Good.
I would. I think it's a safe assumption.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back after this station identification.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right.
That leads us to our summit.
Yeah, I got to talk about the summit.
Are you going? Are you not going?
Me?
I'm talking to our listeners.
Yeah. Look, big event in Indy. You should go to the event for the Indy thing. But while you're there, swing on by the Monaco Room at the Host Hotel, which is the Holiday Inn at the Pyramids there in Indianapolis, Indiana.
On Friday, September 19th.
Yep, cash bar. A lot of CamaroZ28.com members. So far, 20 have said they're going to be there, but we know there's going to be a lot more.
Oh, we expect a lot more.
Yep. We're going to have some door prizes.
Door prizes are always good.
Courtesy of Eckler's. We got some $25 gift certificates, and you can always use those. Eckler's carries just about anything you need.
I'm sure we got some CamaroZ28.com swag.
Maybe. We're going to have some guest speakers there. Definitely for sure. David Hamburger from SLP Engineering.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a good guy, good friend of ours. And he's going to be, everybody wants to know what, you know, SLP is going to be doing with the next Camaro, among other companies.
Right.
I think Dave's probably going to be prepared to talk about some things like that. Right on. And Scott Settlemyer, of course, said he'll try to make it, but he'll be just running around crazy
mad, of course,
because he's, you know, manager of shows and exhibits for Chevrolet, so he's going to have his hands full. I'm going to try to get Matt Murphy from GMMG there.
Nice.
He said he was definitely going to try to make it, but you know, things can change on that. But we expect him there, and he's probably going to talk about what GMMG's plans are for the Camaro as well.
Interesting.
Good stuff. And not to mention, I did mention Cash Bar, right?
Yeah, you mentioned Cash Bar.
Yeah, like Cash Bar, because the captain's going to want to know it. And we're not talking about Captain. Well, we are talking about Captain Morgan. We're also talking about the member named the Captain. He's going to make a beeline for that. Just stay the hell out of his way. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time for everybody to meet up with each other, just like we did last year. Best place to find information about it right now is in the CamaroZ28.com site news and updates forum. It's right there. You'll find it.
First one, right on the board.
Yep. And we've got a social group that I created just so people can check in. And
I'll link to that in the show notes.
Sweet, 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 sweet. Yep, all you got to do is join that just so we can kind of chat amongst ourselves and we can all see who else is definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. And finally, for this episode, I put up a poll in that very same forum regarding an upcoming diecast car project, and I want everybody's honest and constructive opinions. And I'll just leave it at that. Check it out.
Nice.
Got anything else, Chris?
No, I think that's it.
Well, I guess we'll get on to the beautiful weekend.
Yes. It's nearing the end of the summer now.
That's
you know,
right.
It's August already. Things are starting to wind down.
This is the part of the season I kind of like.
Yeah.
You know.
I love fall here in Michigan.
Next week is Woodward, right?
Next week is Woodward.
Next weekend. Well, actually,
yeah, August 16th.
Well, now it's all week leading up to the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a madhouse.
It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
But, you know,
maybe the
as all things, you know, they get bigger and they evolve.
Yeah, speaking of which, Michigan GM event, M13, MIGMEvent.com. Check it out.
Be there.
Be there. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Talk to you. Sam, your first enchilada of freedom awaits underneath one of those hoods. Let me tell you something, son. A driver don't pick the car. The car picks the driver.